Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Start here. Instructions for Becoming a Better Cook by Sola Elweli is a large, technique-driven cookbook designed to teach people how cooking works, not just what to cook. Rather than relying on rote recipe repetition, it focuses on the underlying skills and decision-making that let home cooks become more intuitive and adaptable in the kitchen. The book is organized into technique-themed chapters that cover core areas such as managing temperature, building sauces, browning for flavor, working with butter, and learning the fundamentals of dough. Throughout, Elweli blends practical instruction with accessible culinary science and professional habits, supported by step-by-step photos and troubleshooting guidance. Ein Ding, too kind, with an inviting, often witty teaching voice, the book aims to function as both a structured learning path and a long-term kitchen reference. It includes a wide range of recipes that reinforce the techniques being taught, helping readers practice skills in real meals. The foreword is by Saman Nosrat, and the book has been widely recognized and awarded in the cookbook category. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, technique-first cooking that builds true kitchen independence. A defining idea in Start here is that better cooking comes from understanding processes rather than memorizing outcomes. Elweli frames recipes as practice opportunities for transferable skills, so a reader learns how to think like a cook, observe, adjust, and repeat with intention. This approach helps beginners get oriented without feeling overwhelmed, while also giving experienced home cooks a structured way to identify and fix weak spots. Instead of treating a recipe as a fixed script, the book encourages noticing cues such as color changes, aroma shifts, and texture signals that indicate what is happening in the pan or bowl. The emphasis on the how and why makes it easier to recover when something goes off track, because the reader can diagnose causes rather than guessing. The technique-first organization also supports improvisation. Once you understand what browning contributes, how emulsions behave, or how heat moves through food, you can adapt to different ingredients, equipment, and schedules. In practice, the book functions like a kitchen boot camp and a reference manual at the same time, providing the conceptual foundation that turns cooking from an anxious task into an editable, creative process. Secondly, temperature management as the core lever of flavor and texture. Start here treats heat control as one of the most important competencies for home cooks, because temperature shapes nearly every result: tenderness, moisture retention, crispness, browning, and even how seasonings read on the palate. By foregrounding temperature management, Elweli helps readers move beyond vague directions like cook until done and toward deliberate control of the cooking environment. This includes understanding when high heat drives browning and fast reduction, when medium heat builds even cooking without scorching, and when low heat protects delicate textures or prevents splitting and curdling. It also means learning how pans, ovens, and ingredients respond differently to heat, and how preheating, overcrowding, and moisture affect outcomes. The book pairs these ideas with recipes that make heat choices visible and practical, reinforcing the habit of adjusting as you go instead of trusting a timer alone. A major benefit is confidence readers learn to recognize what heat is doing in real time and to correct course early. Over time, this skill translates to better weeknight cooking, more reliable, entertaining, and fewer disappointing results, because the cook becomes capable of steering the process rather than hoping it works out. Thirdly, browning and flavor building through controlled reactions. One of the book's prominent themes is that great flavor often comes from managing transformation, especially browning. By focusing on how to brown ingredients effectively, Elweli teaches readers to build depth without relying solely on added seasoning or complicated steps. Browning is presented as a set of controllable conditions: adequate heat, surface dryness, sufficient contact with the pan, and enough time without constant agitation. The cook learns to balance these factors with the risk of burning, and to understand how different foods behave, from proteins to vegetables. This guidance connects directly to real kitchen decisions, such as when to pat ingredients dry, when to use a wider pan, and how to avoid crowding that causes steaming instead of searing. The book also links browning to the rest of the cooking system. Brown bits can become the base of a pan sauce. Roasted ingredients can be blended into dressings or purees, and toasted components can add contrast and aroma. By teaching these principles in an explicit, repeatable way, the book helps readers produce more savory, complex food with fewer ingredients. It also reframes browning as a skill to practice deliberately, which makes improvements measurable and motivating. Fourthly, sauces and emulsions as a framework for adaptability. Start here, elevate sauces not as optional finishing touches but as a practical structure for making food satisfying and flexible. Learning how to create and adjust sauces allows a home cook to transform basic ingredients into something cohesive, whether the meal is built around vegetables, grains, seafood, or meat. Elweli emphasizes the mechanics behind common sauce families and emulsions, helping readers understand how fat, water, heat, and agitation interact. That understanding supports troubleshooting, such as preventing a sauce from breaking, fixing texture issues, or correcting balance when something tastes flat. The book uses recipes to show that sauces can be both simple and varied, and that they often rely on the same core moves developing flavor in the pan: deglazing, reducing, thickening, emulsifying, and finishing with acidity or aromatics. The broader payoff is adaptability. Once you understand how sauces are constructed, you can substitute ingredients based on what is available, design a sauce to match the cooking method, or build a new variation confidently. This topic also reinforces the book's central promise: when you grasp the underlying logic, you can cook creatively and recover from mistakes without starting over. Lastly, butter, dough, and the foundations of baking and pastry technique. Beyond savory skills, Start Here devotes meaningful attention to fundamentals that help demystify baking, especially the roles of butter and dough. Instead of presenting baking as a rigid, intimidating domain, Al-Waeli explains core principles that make results more predictable: how fat affects tenderness and flakiness, why temperature matters for mixing and laminating, and how structure develops through gluten formation and hydration. By focusing on these concepts, the book helps readers understand what different mixing methods accomplish and why small changes in handling can alter texture. This technique-based lens supports both classic preparations and more contemporary flavors, showing that baking creativity is possible when the underlying rules are clear. The emphasis on dough also broadens what home cooks feel capable of making, because dough skills translate across breads, pastries, and other baked goods. Practical guidance and visuals help make tactile processes less mysterious, and troubleshooting advice reduces the fear of failure that keeps many cooks from practicing. Importantly, the baking content aligns with the book's overall mission. It is not just about producing a single successful item, but about learning repeatable skills that transfer. Readers come away with a clearer mental model of how ingredients behave, which makes baking feel less like magic and more like an understandable craft. In conclusion, Star Here is best suited for home cooks who want durable skills, not just a stack of new dinner ideas. Highly motivated beginners will appreciate the clear explanations, structured technique chapters, and the way recipes are used to practice core moves. Intermediate cooks who feel stuck repeating the same handful of meals can use it to refresh fundamentals and expand their range, especially in areas like heat control, browning, sauce building, and baking basics. The practical benefit is confidence. Understanding the reasons behind steps makes it easier to improvise, substitute ingredients, and recover when something goes wrong. The intellectual benefit is a clearer grasp of cooking as a system, where small choices about temperature, moisture, fat, and time create predictable effects. What helps the book stand out in a crowded cookbook market is its hybrid identity. It reads like a course and functions like a long-term reference, combining professional technique, accessible food science, and hands-on recipes that reinforce the lesson. The step-by-step support and troubleshooting orientation make it unusually useful on repeat visits, not just on first read. For readers who want a modern foundational cookbook that teaches thinking as much as doing, it offers a comprehensive and highly practical pathway to becoming a better cook. If you would like to support Sola Al-Waeli, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.